This is the CMN Network, MI2. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, VHF. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, VHF. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. CMN Network.
KB8OE mobile.
This is the CMN Network, MI2. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8OOE.
CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MI2. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
VHF and UHF are up, you can carry on with your announcement. KB8FWR.
Thank you very much.
Anybody listening, Central Michigan Regional Network is rebroadcasting the state network that happens, or that that happens every Sunday night at 5 p.m. Connecticut will be on shortly. The gloves did not drop, so
Control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, checking in from D2, Macomb County.
And 8WRO, WBTQZ, good afternoon, Tim. We got your number 9 on the list. You are very good readable. This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, the net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on our near frequency of 39.32 kHz, as close as we can. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF micrometers, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OXCOM in Michigan, including ARAF NTS and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is WBTQZ. My name is Mike, and I hold the position of the ECRO for Prince Joe County and Max MIT and net manager. For the pre-net group, I have the following stations. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo in and out, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf Whiskey, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, and November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. These stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call the control now.
Whiskey India 8X-ray, WI8X. Name is Chris Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra, located Delta 2, District 2, Wayne County.
WI8X, WBATQZ, Roger, good readable hit stay, Bobby.
Charlie Oscar Papa, in and out.
WHU, Sir Roger.
Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Lima, Quebec, Bay County, AEC, in and out.
KCAPLQ. Other stations for the day.
November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, in and out.
November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, Roger. Any other stations before we get started? Leadership, KE8DON, Max will be followed by KE8CBD.
All right, once again, afternoon, everybody on the net. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. So first off, Mike, thank you for taking next and pay this afternoon. Do appreciate that. We had our, the state had a functional exercise this past week. It was called Eye of the Storm, two-day event. The first day of the Tuesday was the activation at the FELC. Got a little bit differently in terms of a virtual, they activated virtually, meaning that they simulated the activation process. We all arrived at the EOC and then they got things underway. There were a couple of counties participating. Marquette was participating, but unfortunately, they were not in the communications room. He was there to observe we didn't get to have communications with them. We did have some communications from around the state, particularly I recall Kalamazoo County checking on HF, and it was a decent exercise. There were four of us in the radio room. Hey, if you're ever, if you find yourself in the Diamonddale area or have access to come join us, if you're interested in doing that. We're always looking for additional volunteers, but you obviously need to make sure that you're not activating locally before you come searching over here. I don't want any ECs to think that I'm trying to steal people. But you are welcome to do that. So drop me a note, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November at ARRL.net if you're interested. Coming up this week is the Oxfam Work Group will be meeting in the afternoon, and that's on Thursday on Zoom. But other than that, it's a quiet week, at least from an Oxfam perspective. I know I've got to send a report in at some point there. But other than that, I hope everybody has a good week ahead. Stay warm, safe, healthy, particularly warm, and this is KE8DUN, back to net.
KE8DUN, WBCZ with Michigan Air, PSC. Yeah, I did catch WSADOC on 40 meters, so run the match. That Bob gave a call, and I had kind of forgotten or lost track of the fact that we're running that exercise. Apparently, interference was not an issue. Once again, they're putting out a great signal for that station, and that's really saying something. For the longest time, we kind of accepted the fact that there was a station down there, on a kind of an article of faith, but you can hardly ever hear it. That's not the issue anymore. There's been a lot of good work done on that thing, and it's really got some capabilities. And I suppose someday when I get back to being able to drive long distances, maybe I might just look into that invitation. Next, we're going to go to K8JVD. Jim will be followed by W84MLD.
WBATTZ, this is K8JVD. His name is Jim. I'm the EC for Washtenaw County. Thanks for taking the net there, Mike. And good to hear you got a nice, loud, and clear signal down here in Ann Arbor. So this, once again, a very nice kind of quiet week here, not too much going on, just sort of making sure everybody understands when the Skywarn in-person training is scheduled for Washtenaw. The NWS at Detroit has their schedule up and out, so that's good. There's a lot of places you can go get your in-person training, which I highly recommend. Other than that, like I said, moving along kind of slow here and getting set for the spring flurry here. So once again, thanks for taking the net. Good evening to all on the net and back to net control. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
Hey Jim, KBD, WBTCC with the Michigan ARP PFC. That's roger on all, and a good signal coming up here today. Pretty decent band conditions, that's for sure. Not a lot of activity up this way, unless you're ice skating or skiing or snowmobiling. And we're waiting for it to cool off, to warm up a little bit. They said it was going to be kind of cool this morning. Turned out to be up minus 12. Supposedly better days are just around the corner, but I'll believe that when I see it. WA4MLD, next up, Ray will be followed by KBA-PGW.
Yeah, good afternoon, Nat. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Ray, I'm in the extreme southwest corner of Macomb County, where we have sunshine right now, but no temperatures to match, sorry. So everybody have fun this evening with all the stuff that's on, and catch you next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta Clear.
Okay, Ray, W4MLD, WBTQZ, thanks for joining us. Another good signal coming up here today. And I'm sure next week's air control will be happy to have you as well. KD8PGW, next up, John, to be followed by KD8RHB.
Oh, very good. Good afternoon, everybody on the map. It's down about 20 degrees here at zero this morning, so it's nice to see a little bit of improvement, and hopefully it's a little bit warmer in the morning when I have to get out early. Digital Traffic Network has been pretty busy this month. It's now only 8 days in the month, and I've handled either receiving or relaying about 40 pieces of traffic, so that's pretty exceptional for the first week, and we'll see how the rest of the month goes. Not much else to report. KBA-PGW.
Hey, John, KBA-PGW, WBA-TQZ, RFCN. You're downloading that traffic from eastern part of the country, aren't you?
The actual eight region board is in Maine, KBA-PGW.
Conditions for that weather?
Actually, pretty good. The low bands, of course, are all the best for times 20 meters, but usually 30 is really like that's really the hot spot just about for day or night. at least from this station. 30 meters seems to be fantastic for digital operation.
Okay, thanks. Well, I'm going to start exercising my one link capabilities here again. Kind of got off key of track on that for a while. And it's nice to have some idea what's going on there. The KD8RHB, next up, Brent will be followed by KDSWR.
This is KD8RHB. Good afternoon, Mike, and everyone on the net. Thanks for doing it today, Mike. Conditions seem to be pretty good right now. I don't have too much to add. Just working on planning a CERT training for the end of April. We got our Skywarn meeting next week. Basically, and we got our CERT meeting this week, Wednesday as well. So, other than that, supposed to warm up just a little bit this week. So, hopefully, get outside and clean up some of the snow that's been kind of a pain to get rid of. But anyways, give it back to you. This is KD8RHB.
KD8RHB, that sounds like a busy week, and good for you for having that activity and the ability to stay on top of it, too. And I got some snow removal to do around here as soon as it gets a little bit more temperate. KB8SWR, next on our list, Jeff will be followed by N8WRO.
Evening, you and everybody on the net. Hope something going on, so look for more stuff to come from Central Michigan Emergency Network. Working out the projects and trying not to get any kick down the road, so always something going on. Get interop, so if anybody going there, I'll be able to have a face-to-face or whatever, I'll be at interop here coming up beginning of next month. So, about all I got, back to that. KB8SWR.
Okay, Jeff, KB8SWR, WBTQZ, Michigan here at POC. Yeah, Andrew, so often I keep hearing about some more developments on that Central Michigan Emergency Network. Sounds like you guys really have it going down there. And we're kind of off our own little corner up here, but who knows, maybe someday we'll make a connection. N8WRO, Jim will be followed by WIEX.
Well, thanks, Mike. This is Tim, N8WRO, one of the AECs here in Macomb County. Not much going on this week. We still have 30 on our roster, but we do have one applicant pending, and that kind of caused us to look into several options for our members for their background checks. We got a couple of irons in the fire, so to speak, to get that process done a little quicker. I'd like to say hi to Ray, unit number 18, WA4MLD, part of our team. That's pretty much it from Macomb County for this week. As always, we thank Central Michigan for the link. I'm on our Mount Clemens VHF repeater right now. This is N8WRO. Back over to you, Mike.
Okay, N8WRO. WBTQZ sounds like a pretty good sized group, and yet those drawn out background checks are a new fact of life now for a few years. We're going to go next to WIAX. Chris, you've got the bottom of the station that's stuck around. We'll take a standby after his comment.
TNAC Control, this is WIAX. Got a meeting with the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Tuesday, the 10th, on a Zoom thing, because, they don't plow the lots too well, and some of us handicapped people have difficulty getting around in slippery weather, so they made it safe, and they're resuming our meetings until the snow melts. Hi. Other than that, everything's running fine. You guys have a great time. Hello to my old friend, N8OBU. He used to know me as N8FZT. 7-3, back to net control, Whiskey India 8 X-ray.
WIA8X, WBCCCR, Zoom is a very, very handy tool. And indeed, past a certain age, everybody has to walk like a penguin. Actually, the youngest issue was the wind up laying down. But we really have to be particularly careful. This is WBTQD with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. We have reached the bottom of the list. We're looking for any additional check-ins for the net this week. Call now. Last call for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Call WBTQZ. Got a burst of noise there with a little bit of voice. Come again. Well, I guess not. That sounds like that's going to be about it. So thanks to everybody that did join us today. Great ton of bunch of signals, and it sounds like a lot of good activity going on around the state. We will close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service. The frequency W, WBTQZ out.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Any WCB, any WCB, key fighting.
K8YNU, this is any WCB. Good afternoon to you. Good evening. Hey, you're driving home in the daylight. How was work on this abbreviated weekend?
Yeah. You know what? Not too bad. You know, I have not had shifts like this in quite a while, and I'll take them.
Well, that's a good thing. Sometimes the change works up good, kind of changing it up there. At least that's what I found, at least through my years. You know, a different day off, a different group of people. Sometimes it's a welcome change. You just don't realize it. But I'm glad. I'm glad how things went today, even though you think you got robbed of a long weekend off.
Yeah, you know, I ended up working with one of my old partners. It was just like old times, and it worked out really well. And now I've got Monday and Tuesday off, so.
Well, there you go. At least, like you say, sometimes that softens the blow there. Again, it kind of helps the people you're working with. That makes a big difference, and you got a couple of days off there, so I think if you're working Wednesday and Thursday days this coming week.
Yep, that's for my work Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then I'm Tuesday off Wednesday, work Thursday, and then the weekend.
Ah, okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'll just have to remember that there and write it down. So, I wasn't sure. It's like, are you working Saturday and Sunday and off Monday, Tuesday, or are you working Sunday, Monday and off Tuesday? It's like, oh boy, I forgot there. Should have wrote it down there. Sorry about that yesterday.
No, you're good. You're good. I gotta still get you my schedule. It's been hectic, and so I gotta get that to you so you have it, and you can see when I work and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, you kind of get used to it there. You kind of get in the groove where, especially if you've got, you know, specific days, it sounds like this one rotates kind of like what, you know, your previous schedule was. And, you know, you kind of get to a place where you can kind of plan ahead there, I guess.
Yeah, I've got every other weekend off, like it's been. So it's not horrible. It's not a horrible schedule. So I mean, you know, decent amount of time off, and you know, it's every other weekend, and I can't complain. I think somebody agreed it, so I will see what happens with this, but at least for now.
Yeah, at least for now. Enjoy it while you can, at least if it goes back. But then you still have every other weekend off. And, you know, that's nice. I think that that works out well, and yeah, it gives you different days. I always found that when I worked Shelby, it seemed like my Wednesday, Thursday off was my most productive days. I don't know what it was. I always enjoyed the weekends off, but and Monday and Tuesday from working the 3 12-hour days, it's like you're recovering the first day. But I'm sure things will fall into place there for you.
Yeah, I hope so. I hate adjusting, but I mean, it's, you know, it's part of life, I guess. It's one of those things. For me, it's nice to got seniority, so it's, you know, I pick whatever I want, you know, whatever, you know, days it's offered to me, and you know, I just kind of go with it. So I'm not having to do the float shift. A couple people are.
NAWCB, yes, there you go. At least it's not a, you know, not a float shift. Yeah, definitely. There's some stability to it. At least you know what's supposedly what's coming at least ahead of time, and sounds like it just puts the 2 days together, and instead of spreading them out the Tuesday, Thursday, at least your Wednesday, Thursday, you're back to back, and you know, you can always you know, work a Wednesday and take Thursday, just kind of like what you have before, and take that long time. So yeah, it sounds like just a little adjustment there of a day or so.
Yeah, for sure. So how is your day today?
We're doing pretty good here. Heard good church services there today. Got to hear Dr. Lennox this morning. Enjoyed his message. The church kind of honored them today for their degrees. So that was good. I don't know if you've heard about your second cousin, Ruth, out in Wichita. She was taken to the hospital last night. I guess she had fluid built up around her heart. They had to do surgery on her last night, and I guess she's stable right now. So I guess I'm gonna have to see how she'll recover. But other than that, we're doing pretty good here. Otherwise,
I didn't hear anything about that. I think she's all right. Thoughts and prayers there. With her, and you know, keep us posted on that. Glad you got to hear Doctor. Hopefully they're doing well.
Yeah, in fact, when you called, the phone rang downstairs. Mom's talking to Melissa right now, so That's pretty good. You've been able to talk to both of our kids right now. That's pretty cool.
Hopefully everything's going well for them up there. I'm sure it's cold. They were supposed to get a little bit of snow today.
I think they got a little bit of snow. I'm not sure how much. I know it's been cold up there. I know there was a system off to the west, I think, that hit Chicago and northern Indiana, but I think it skirted west and south of us there, and I'm glad. I think tonight is the last of the single digits there, and hopefully it will be for quite a while, but I still got a little winter, but hey, like I say, at least you're driving home in some daylight. Can't beat that, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I like this. This daylight's pretty nice. When I take the kids to the bus stop in the morning, I check out the sunrise, so I'm looking forward to that when I get to go to work.
Hey, so you get to see the sunrise there. Not only when you go to work there here soon, but taking the kids to the bus stop. Like I say, I usually get up about 7:30 and come down the stairs and see that sunrise in the east there in the southeast. It's really, really nice. I definitely enjoy sunrises and sunsets, and I'm glad. I see these kids. Their parents try to navigate through in the dark, dropping their kids off across the street. And it's like at least it's a little bit more daylight out, and glad for that. I'm sure the weather will break here soon, and things will be a little bit better for taking the kids to school or kids walking to school, that type of thing.
Yeah, hopefully it starts to warm up a little bit. I'm looking forward to spring and summer. This freezing cold stuff is just nonsense.
I agree with you on that one. Yeah, I'm definitely ready for spring. It seems like it just started after Thanksgiving this year. We got a little break around Christmas, and it's just been full-blown snow, ice, cold, and I'm ready for it to move on.
CMN Network, VHF.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to summer there. It'll come soon enough, hopefully.
NAWCB, yes, I agree. I don't look forward to orange barrels or those types of things, but I don't know. This year is just as cold as, like, snow is enough for me, but could be worse. Could be like when we were a kid, seemed like we'd get snow in double-digit inches there, maybe almost feet, but we still got a little ways to go, but at least we're winding down. Spring training's coming, and daylight saving time is coming, so, yeah, there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, that's right. Colby gives out those tickets there for you guys, and that'll be something for you and Leo, or you the kids, something like that to look forward to. Absolutely, get to catch the ball game or something like that.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. So we'll see. For the sure, we're getting close to the spring, but you know what? bit of cold stretch.
That's right, that's right. And another sure sign of spring is Skywarn training coming up. I noticed that you posted that, and at the sign up for the class, I don't see any virtual classes this year, so I'll definitely have to plan to sign up for that and hopefully make the training there. So that's a sign of spring, too.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. In fact, I'm actually going to it this year. I got a research going for the county there, so it'll be good. It'll be good. I think Mike's planning on doing it as well. So if you're planning on stopping in, maybe Mike and I can come and pick you up.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see what happens. Absolutely. Looking forward to the class. In fact, I think we'll to print out my certificate from last year. I didn't do it, and I was still able to gain access to it. I was like, wow. But printed that out. But again, I was hoping to go to the class, and just again, good refresher, and good networking, and get to see some fellow hams there as well for the group.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. It's going to be good. We're looking forward to it. Planning on bringing a couple of go-kits to kind of show off a little bit there, and hopefully advertise for ARPFC. So we'll see.
NAWCB, yeah, that would be good. Again, you were able to utilize those at work the other night, and hey, why not? Keep them used, and make sure that they're working, and be able to say, hey, we've got these available if need be, and so that will be a nice thing.
Yeah. In fact, I had another coworker approach me about some radios. So, I got two of my coworkers looking at ham radio, or at least listening to ham radio. So we'll see. Small steps. Get the interest there, and kind of see how it goes.
Yes, that would be great. Absolutely. And again, to be able to listen, and there's always a new person, just getting into the hobby, and you're not going to be perfect there on the air, but just get your feet wet, and the people there that'll help you along, and you listen, and you learn from it. So you hear a lot of new people out there right now, and now they're checking into nets, and they're just sounding like pros. They're sounding really good, and so definitely the good opportunity to take a radio and listen, and that's great.
Yeah, it's good advertisement for ham radio. It's good advertisement for emergency services, Skywarn. Some people, don't realize that, hey, this is what you can do with ham radio, public service, and, help out, work events or work different things using ham radio. So, it's good advertising. Looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I agree there. I know there's been some talk about, pulling away from emergency services, that advertisement has been going around, and you know, again, you can use your equipment, you know, out in the field. You know, if you want to make contacts, or if you want to, you know, do digital, or you know, send stuff electronically through ham radio. But you know, the primary gist of it is the emergency services. But you can use it, you know, from a standpoint of enjoyment, of meeting people, and use it when the need is there.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of good uses, you know, and it's just it's a good hobby. I strongly feel that, you know, this is one of the best hobbies there is out there, and what's with it. You know, just kind of use ham radio to whatever extent you want.
Yes, I agree. And it's been neat. I've been noticing, too, I think on Facebook and social media sites, and I think also maybe on YouTube, but probably more on Facebook, you know, seeing kids getting on the air and, you know, seeing what ham radio is all about. And I think that's also kind of neat. You know, these kids, you know, they need more than just, you know, their cell phones and TikTok and Snapchat and all the other things. And it's constructive, and you know, again, it gets them on the air, and they can just see that and hear that. You know, hey, you know, I'm here in Sterling Heights, and I'm talking to somebody, you know, Texas or across the ocean or whatever. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think I forget who it was. But there was a kid that was like, "Hey, I can't have a cell phone in class, but I can take my radio." And so he radioed the class, and you know, hey, there's nothing said about it, you know. And the teachers, you know, they don't have a problem with it. So it's you know, it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat to hear about and see, and you know, get the hobby going again. Get some of these kids interested. So. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in, warm up, relax, and get some supper. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. Stay warm tonight. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, that's it. Like I say, I think this is the last of the single digits, at least for the foreseeable for the week here, but who knows the way the weather's been going. But anyway, good conversation tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and mark it down here for Wednesday and Thursday this week. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and warm up, enjoy the family, enjoy your couple of days off, and definitely stay warm tonight. If you guys need anything also, let us know. But tell everyone hello. 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we'll talk down the page. NAWCB is clear on your part.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you, Mom. KYNU, clear.
CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. CMN Network, MI2.
This is KF8, FQN, listening. This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. This is KF8, FQN, clear. Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Testing, testing. This is KF8, FQN, clear.
MI2 Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.